station. It's KO4PXB.
Hey Larry, KC4SKD. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Going out to get a drug test for my employer, so that's my fun for the day. Then I'm going to start, you know, trying to replace my chainsaw that one of my friends borrowed and messed it up, but they are replacing it, but I need one now.
Hear that. That happened to my grandfather one time. He loaned a chainsaw to somebody, and the person he loaned it to did not know that you had to mix oil in with the gas and ran straight gas. And you can guess what happened next.
Yeah, it definitely let the magic smoke out of that engine. I just, you know, be smart, and I checked it out first, but they said you can actually use that mix. It's called 50 to 1. It's already pre-mixed. That just makes it a lot easier. But like I said, and it may have just fouled out the plug, but it will not start. So I'm going to, you know, replace it, because he mentioned the motor mount was, and the motor was shaking. But like I said, it definitely will not even fire up.
Hate to hear that, but yeah, we got several chainsaws, and you know, I myself do not like running, because usually it always makes a big mess, and then you got to clean up the mess. But sometimes it's necessary.
Yes, it is. Like I said, my wife a little while ago got me an electric chainsaw that it has like this little 6-inch blade. It makes it nice for cutting up small stuff, and it definitely makes it nice cutting up the small ends where you don't have to use a hatchet, and just keep the battery charged up. It comes with two batteries and works very nice.
Well, we tried one of those. It didn't work too well, so we took it back. So it's nice to hear that somebody's got one that actually works good.
I've truly had no issue with this one, so it definitely works good.
I'm actually off work today, but don't tell anybody. My boss has been after me to use up my vacation time. If I don't use it up, we lose it. So I've been working on my truck. I worked on it all day Saturday, putting the top of the engine back on, and haven't tried to start it yet. So my dad's going to come over later, and we're going to inspect everything really good before we start it.
Are you rebuilding it to make it last longer, or did something happen to the engine that it needed to be rebuilt?
Multiple problems. It was leaking oil really bad out the valve cover gaskets, and plus it was bad to spark knot. So the anti-spark knot sensors are down in the underneath the intake. So I had to take all that off and get down in there to them to replace them. And I put new spark plugs, and I got really upset because somebody that worked on it put the wrong kind of spark plugs in it. So I was not happy when I found that out. So I'm just getting it back together.
Hopefully the rebuild does well for you.
In about a month, I've had parts and pieces lying all in the garage floor, and I'm cleaning everything up, checking everything out as I put it back together. But, yeah, I hope it does better. Even though run, it looks really good because it's all clean now.
That truly is a positive.
My dad's coming over a little bit later today, and the first thing we're going to do is check for fuel leaks. And then after that, I can turn the key and it'll pressurize the fuel system, and then I got to check for fuel leaks. If that checks out okay, then I'm going to put coolant in it and start it.
Just make sure it has the right oil in it, too.
But yeah, it's got 211,000 miles on it, and I've looked on the internet, and I found it. Some people have gotten 385,000, so I got to make it last as long as I can, because I can't afford to buy another one.
Yeah, that's truly a disaster whenever you have to try to find a new vehicle today, because they're so expensive. It's just not even funny.
My wife yesterday, after church, we called lunch, called in order at lunch, and didn't order anything special, and it was $47. I started to ask them if they take monthly payments.
Yeah, that is outrageous how food's getting now. That's why when I go out to eat stuff like that, I'll get water to drink or something like that, because the $3 and $4 for drinks now, that's just unbelievable.
Anyway, I just got a variety of things to do today, and I need to exercise some. I'm not getting enough exercise. I did ride the bike a little yesterday for about 45 minutes or close to an hour, but that wasn't enough, so I got to try to do that sometime today as well.
After I get a chainsaw and get the logs cut up in smaller pieces, I'm going to use my 12-pound splitting ball to break them into stuff that I can use for a fireplace, so that will definitely be my exercise for the day. And after I finish all that and I pick up my 5-year-old Ford from daycare, that will truly be my other part of my exercise for the day.
You got that covered, especially with a 5-year-old. There's a lot of times there's never a dull moment with them.
Definitely not. Yeah, especially I'm 58 years old, and so we've had her since she was like 9 weeks old. So it's definitely something you don't expect to do back in your 50s, start raising, you know, pretty much a newborn again.
Well, I used to be a DJ in a roller skating rink, and I'd go in, there'd be 300-400 children on Saturdays, and that was kind of mass chaos at times. Anyway, I better let you go. I'm about to get back home, and once I do, the repeater signal gets really weak.
All right, sir. Have a great and safe day. It's KO4PXB.
4PXB, especially if you start running chainsaws. They can get you in a lot of trouble really quick. KC4SKD clear.